Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. I'm the author of books on TV and radio presentation skills. I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWEETERSTEWART. What is the sweet spot for mouth-to-mic position? Well, a greater mic-to-mouth distance will give your voice a lighter kind of sound with more treble, a thinness to the sound, more of the room acoustics, especially if you turn up the recording level. Let me see if I can demonstrate this, but I am in a home studio, so things may still sound pretty good. But if I come back a little bit, then there's inevitably you can hear a kind of thinness to the sound. You can hear more of the room acoustics, yeah, doing that kind of thing. Standing away from the mic and raising the voice can make you sound as though you're speaking live on location. So that may be an effect that you want. It could give a kind of lift to a studio commentary over outdoor scenes or sound effects. Let me show you what that sounds like. Here I am talking to you in a studio, but maybe I want to give the impression that I'm outside and doing a live report somewhere. So maybe I've got some sounds coming in from a live report on location at a sports event or a parade or something like that. And maybe I'm doing some links in the studio. Then I'm going to go a little bit away from the mic and I'm going to raise my voice a little bit. And this is going to make it sound as though I'm live on location. Yeah, that's right. Thanks very much indeed for joining me here at the Mayor's Show. The parade is going on and we can see the various floats coming, but yeah, that kind of thing. Okay, so the further away you go from a microphone, and if you raise your voice at the same time, it can make it sound as though you're on location. But somewhere in between that really close proximity effect and away for that outside on location effect, somewhere in there is going to be that sweet spot of sound where the mic is going to enhance the deeper bass tones in your voice. And with the help of a studio sound engineer, if you've got one, if you're in a professional setting, you can try various mics, various positions, according to you, your surroundings, what the message is, what the acoustics are like, and so on, to find that Goldilocks position of the mic. Not too close, not too distant, but just right. Oh, and another consideration, don't speak directly into the mic, but across it or from one side. Again, this will depend on your personal preference of the mic location within the parameters of it still working well and the kind of mic as well, because different designs of mic pick up sounds from different areas around the head, different pickup patterns, essentially. But you don't want to be speaking necessarily directly into the mic itself, but across it or within a short distance of it. Too close, you're going to end up, remember we said a couple of days ago, with the plosives, with the distortions, with that muffled effect. But if you're in a professional studio setting, your sound engineer, your studio director will be able to get that exactly right for you. Okay, tomorrow, more on speaking on mic as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.